Alright, so first step is make a cup of coffee. It's game on.
Good golly, buddy Holly. How's it going? Welcome to the Build and Launch Show. Justin Jackson here. It's Friday, February 6th, and I'm glad you're here, however you found us. Maybe you found us on iTunes, New and Noteworthy, maybe a friend told you about it, maybe you saw it on Twitter, or maybe found it in Overcast, and I know you folks are doing stuff right now. I know you're doing the dishes, walking the dog, maybe doing some work at the computer. Maybe you're actually just doing nothing. You're just like sitting in your room and everything's black and you've just got your headphones on and you're just listening to every single word. Well, however you came here, I'm glad that you're here. Hey, this show tries to answer one question, which is it possible to build and launch a tiny product in a week, 7 days? And in episode 5, 1 week ago, I said I was going to build the first build and launch experiment, an ebook called The Product Hunt Handbook. Yesterday was the day I was supposed to be done, and so the question for this episode is, did I succeed? Well, we'll get into that. But first, let's go back a few days. You know, today's Friday. Let's go back to Wednesday. How was I feeling then?
All right. So it's Wednesday morning, and I'm going to the dentist. After that, going to go to work. And after that, I'm going to hammer hard on this book. Here we go.
Like I said in episode 6, when I did the midweek checkup, the actual work of producing a product is hard. And most of the time you waste is just not getting to the actual work. So in this case, the only thing that mattered was me sitting down on my computer with iBooks Author open and writing and laying out the book. That's the only thing that mattered. But of course, there's all this other stuff that I, you know, wasted my time on. Plus, there was life, right? There was stuff that was happening. I had to go to work every day. I had to take care of my kids. Yesterday, which was launch day, I had an insane day. It all started when I woke up at 5:45 a.m. And then, well, here, listen.
All right, it is 6:15 a.m. It's game day. I'm on my way to my office in downtown, and I'm going to be working away for a couple hours on the Product Hunt Handbook, because I need to be able to ship it by tonight, so I thought I'd get an early start today. And, I still gotta do my day job today, so it's gonna be interesting.
Interesting indeed. Oh my gosh, my gosh, my gosh. Yesterday was insane. So, woke up early, went to the office, hammered hard. Then I went to work. And then, I used my lunch hour to talk with Jordan Cooper, who had booked this interview with me ages ago for his show, Tech Douchebags.
And it's like, I'm third in line. It's like, I just want here. This is what I want. I want a large coffee, light and sweet. Done.
Exactly. Where can you get a good old-fashioned dirty cup of coffee now?
New York. That's what I'm used to. I worked on Wall Street. You go to the little side, you know, cart people, and, you know, just large coffee, $1.25.
Then,
you know, you didn't even know if they cleaned out the pot. It didn't matter. You drank it.
That was actually really fun. You guys got to go check out that show. The link will be in the show notes. It was very cathartic to talk to Jordan in the middle of this very stressful day. I haven't laughed that much on a podcast, I don't think ever. So after I used that free time up, went back to work, and then right after work, I had 4 parent-teacher interviews to do at my kid's school. So basically, from as soon as work was over until about 7:30, I was not able to work on the book. And at that point, I can remember actually sitting in the last parent-teacher interview. My son is with me and my wife is with me, and I'm tired, and he's showing us all this stuff, and he's so cute. But I just remember being stressed, thinking, I don't know if I'm going to be able to get this thing out, because I had put on Gumroad, I had allowed people to pre-order it, and I had said that it would be released at 10 p.m., And with Gumroad, once you set that, you can't change it unless you put it forward another 24 hours. So I'd said I was going to ship on Thursday at 10 p.m., and basically I had no choice. So I'm sitting in this parent-teacher interview going, oh my gosh, it's 7:30. Am I going to have enough time to finish this and get it out the door? So what made this whole day more interesting is that Kathleen Warner, who's a product designer at Gumroad, had noticed the product on Gumroad and decided to post it to Product Hunt early in the morning. I hadn't planned on this. I was thinking I would probably, you know, maybe post it on Product Hunt after it was done. But here I am the whole day, you know, basically waiting for a chance to work on the book. And this thing is climbing the ranks in Product Hunt, hit number one the entire day with 442 votes, which is a huge day for Product Hunt. And I just started getting a ton of pre-orders, like more pre-orders than I've seen ever. I mean, we're not talking about hundreds, but, you know, I think I ended up getting 60 pre-orders for this thing I still had not made. And I just added to the stress of, like, am I going to be able to do this? There's people in the comments saying they can't wait and tweeting about it and sharing it. And I'm like, jeez, I got to finish this thing. All right. Enough drama. So, Justin, did you ship it or not? Well, here's the conversation I had with my kids this morning while I was driving them to school.
So guess what, guys? Guess what, guys? Guess what I did last night?
Finished your book.
Finished my book.
They don't really care. But I cared. I cannot tell you how good that felt to hit publish right before 10 o'clock. It was right down to the wire to upload that PDF to Gumroad. I also included a bonus video interview with Ryan Hoover and a video transcript. You can go and get it right now if you'd like, gum.co/producthunt. And I promised I'd share some of the stats with you, some of the immediate stats. We'll look at these again in a week, but here's a few. Since launch, there was 58 people that pre-ordered it for a grand total of $605. And since I hit publish last night, let me just log in here. There's been 89 sales total and over $1,000 in sales. Just seeing this now for the first time. 1,055. Awesome. So that's where it is at now. I'll update you guys in a week on where it is then. Lots and lots of sales from Product Hunt yesterday. It was 40 sales from Product Hunt. 1% conversion on those. 32 sales from my email, so that's a 1.5% conversion. And then people that went to Gumroad directly, 5 sales, 3.5% conversion on those. And people that came from Twitter, there was 3 sales, 2.3% conversion. So there you go, some initial stats there. Now, before I leave, I want to talk about this week's build and launch product. There's no time to rest. There ain't no sleep for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. I got bills to pay. I've got mouths to feed. Ain't nothing in this world for free. So, what am I going to work on this week? Well, I wanted to keep focusing on these tiny projects. And in my head, I thought I would do a bigger software project, maybe in season two, and we would do two-week sprints. But then this happened.
So, when is your baby due?
19th.
January 19th.
February 19th.
February 19th. Oh, yeah.
That's January 19th.
February 19th, your baby's due.
Yep.
So if we're going to finish this app, we got to do it now.
See ya.
Let's do it. Right now.
Oh, my God. Like, we got to do this right away. This is the time. Oh, my God.
Time to get it done.
Okay.
So here's the backstory. That's my friend Marty and I talking at a local meetup called Geek Beers. And we've been talking about releasing this web app idea that we've had for a long time. I'm not going to share the whole idea right now, but here's a little hint. It's a software as a service web app that uses messaging technology like SMS, email, and push notifications. That's on the one side, that are triggered by outside events. All right? And so his baby is coming right away. And this is our chance. We've got basically 1 week to try to build and launch this web app, which you should never do. So we're going to try to get a tiny version of this thing out by Thursday. That's this week's project. So that's it for this week. You folks are really awesome. Did you know that? You have been leaving reviews at buildandlaunch.net/review like crazy. Do you know that this show is 38th overall in iTunes? And we're 10th overall in personal journals. That's insane. And it's all because of you guys leaving reviews. Here's a review from Segway to a Smackdown. He says, Justin is a super high energy dude who sort of injects a bit of that energy into his podcasts. Thanks, Segway to a Smackdown. And thanks to everyone else who is leaving reviews and sharing the show. If you want to get started right now on your own build and launch project, go to gumroad.com/30-day-challenge. I've been sharing this with you because it's just the best thing I've found to get started. I was going to create my own little course, and I found this instead, and I'm just pushing everyone there. So go to gumroad.com/30-day-challenge. You can follow me on Twitter at MIJustin. You can also check out my blog if you want, justinjackson.ca. And if you're not on the Build and Launch newsletter yet, that's buildandlaunch.net/newsletter. All right, I got to head to work. My coffee is done. I'll see you midweek, actually. So around Monday or Tuesday, I'll have another episode for you. Talk to you then.